I'm Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. Columbia resident Mike Parker used to live in a neighborhood near Gills Creek. On Saturday, October 3rd, he and his wife went to bed nervous but hopeful that the coming rain wouldn't be too bad. Parker says it was an emergency alert that woke him and his wife just in time.
My wife had gotten up. I was still in the bed, and I heard her scream. The water's coming in. It's coming in. I went and looked on a tri-level house. We looked out in the yard, and it was about chest deep. As it turns out, as we were watching it, it was just rising and rising.
They packed what they could and fled through the backyard. That night, they stayed with friends. Over the next few days, as they worked with volunteer teams to haul ruined furniture and sheetrock out of the house, the Parkers decided their only option was to move.
I mean, our entire street was underwater, so no one is building back there.
When Mike says his entire street was underwater, he means the houses, too, with water levels up to 3 stories high. According to the South Carolina Emergency Management Division, 1,200 homes were destroyed or significantly damaged during the historic flooding. Derek Becker, public information officer for SCEMD, says the shelters closed at the end of October, and displaced people have found alternate housing in many different ways.
Well, it runs the gamut, really. We've heard of people who are no longer able to stay in their homes due to damage, staying with family members, or they're getting a hotel stay, at least in the short term, and then applying to FEMA for rental assistance and then getting an apartment.
Mike Parker's job provided an apartment for the family while they looked for a new house. They also applied for FEMA aid and a Small Business Administration loan, which made their move possible when they did find a house. Mike says since they lost almost everything in the flood, it didn't take long to move.
It took about, a couple hours just to move where we were. So we didn't have furniture. All this is either stuff that's been given or we bought. We bought some of it.
In addition to giving the family items like a table and chairs, the Parkers' friends and family raised money to help get them back on their feet. Mike says he's amazed to see how many people, from family and volunteers to old friends and acquaintances, came together to help.
You learn a lot about community when something like this happens, a lot about family, a lot about friends, and you realize that there's more good than bad, and there's, in fact, a lot of good. So we've been phenomenally lucky, and hopefully that'll continue.
The Parkers are now settling into their new home just in time for the holidays. But FEMA says more than 250 families won't be able to get back into their homes for more than 90 days after the flood. In many areas, the rebuilding process is just now beginning. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Laura Hunsberger.